All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I am really thrilled to have Dr. Michael Rosen back in the studio. He's a retired MATC economics professor and former president of MATC faculty and union. Let's talk about evangelical Christianity and the fact that I don't know how, and just from, you know, the things that I've read about Christianity, and then Dr. Rosen, you look at the way that's been turned inside out and upside down by people who claim to be Christians. Here, let me see. I have this right here. And yet you see Christians who are divided about what happened on January 6th. What is there to be divided on? You clearly saw a group of racists. That's who they were. And people who claim to be victims. You know, this is their country, and they want to take back their country. And clearly, to hear those conversations, Dr. Rosen, it always turned my stomach, because to continue to allow criminals, and that's who those people were, it doesn't matter. Who can beat people in this country talking about thugs and in the central city and other thing and other people, but yet before the world, the thugs that came into the Capitol and did the damage they did there. And yet there's still people who are willing to say, well, these were decent people who have just had enough of being pushed around in our country.
Yeah. It seems to me that a large section of the evangelical Christian movement has transformed itself into a hardcore political sect, and their goal is, as any hardcore political organization that is committed to maintaining political power, is really more based on their goal of maintaining and exercising political power than it is in regard to following the teachings of Christianity. I mean, just take an example. One of the tenets of Christianity is to take care of your brother.
Right.
To treat the other as you wish
yourself,
to be treated.
Right.
And yet it is a tenet of the white Christian nationalists. They have a huge hostility to Muslim immigrants, to Latino immigrants, to Haitian immigrants.
Right.
They are anti-immigrant. That is totally contrary, at least as I understand Christianity, to the theology. And so what it indicates to me is that their Christianity or their self-proclaimed belief in it is that they pick and choose what they want to believe more to enhance their political power than to really implement Christian theology.
You know, Dr. Rosen, when you constantly hear about the founding fathers and what they meant in the separation of church and state, and if you believe those things, they were right when they talked about that separation of church and state. And there was a point not so long ago when the nation itself attempted to kind of follow those tenets.
Yes. See, I'm going to date myself here, but Bob Dylan wrote a song.
You and I both.
Called With God on Our Side. And I think we see this, whether it's in Iran, where you have a religious government, or in Israel today, where you have a religious government, that when you have a theocracy where the political leaders believe that they are acting in God's will, it generally ends up being very autocratic, it's anti-democratic, and contrary to really what we in this country at least claim to believe, which is that all citizens have rights, the right to free speech, the right to vote, the right to assemble, and that they all are equal before the law. But if you have a religious government, it creates a hierarchy of people in terms of where they stand. And unless you are of that religious perspective, you have less rights than other quote citizens.
And you know, Dr. Rosen, the saddest part of all of that is men and women have been sent all over the world to die, supposedly.
Right.
To maintain that, right?
Right.
To make it possible for so-called for Americans to be able to have these freedoms. And that's why we've sent people to lose their lives to protect the freedoms that they claim we have. But many of us see those freedoms having, whether they were ever there in the first place, clearly they have been eroded and continue to be eroded more and more as we move forward. And so at some point in time, this conversation that you and I are having, Dr. Rosen, doesn't happen very often over the public airways. And I've always said, what's the point if you have an opportunity to be before the public? We should have conversations about real issues that impact and affect the society. And this may make some folk angry, but Dr. Rosen, we aren't fudging it. I mean, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Anybody who disagrees with what we are talking about, we're going to give you an opportunity, certainly, to rebut or refute what it is Dr. Rosen and I are saying. And I see you guys are up. We'll come to you on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Dr. Michael Rosen is my guest. We'll be right back.
Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids want to act like what they see in the cinema. Yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive, love is found.